This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I have Josh from the Kankakee Journal in the studio. We dive into what's happening in his neck of the woods, some of the events coming up this weekend like Dark Side and Naperville Ale Fest. These last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I
love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Wayne.
And we got a special guest in the studio again.
All the way up from Kankakee, Illinois.
Kankakee, yes. That's a haul.
The edge of the earth, man. It's
Josh Riley.
Josh Riley from the Kankakee Journal, man.
That's it. That's me.
What's up, bud?
You're looking at it. I drove all the way up here. To drink a beer, I've already drank.
Yeah.
And talk with these two guys.
Oh, man. I'm glad you made it, man. Yeah. I know the roads were bad, you know?
The last couple, or 2 weeks ago when you were supposed to come up. Mm-hmm. It was, ice storm.
And then it's supposed to sleet tonight, too. But later. And my wife was like, for real?
I'm over it, man. God, I haven't left town yet this winter, mm-hmm. So I'm over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Josh is beer dude at the Kankakee Journal.
Yeah.
And then unofficial... Brickstone ambassador, right? I think a big reason basically. Why. I mean, I know I've been down.
Look, if you call a guy from Kansas City to come up here, right, he's gonna bring Boulevard, okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
People, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So
waving that flag. So always good to have some Brickstone.
Yes, right. I appreciate it.
You brought some up with you. Right now, we're drinking the Milkshake IPA from them.
Yeah, it's got the catchy name of Milkshake IPA. with mango and pineapple. That's the full title.
And Milkshake.
And milkshake.
And milkshake.
So. And vanilla, right?
Oh,
mango,
vanilla.
Pineapple, vanilla.
Does it say on there? I don't want to mess with that yet. That's a lot of copy.
It's everything.
That's everything. Just put it all in there.
Fan of the gold top.
Yes.
Love
so
the
they do that, and then those have the black top. They're ones with the hop, skip, and APA come out in black cans. So.
Yeah. Josh also brought some Barrel-Aged Goodness, so it's Dark Secret. Well, one was in Bliss Barrels, and the other one is probably just like whiskey barrels.
Regular, yeah.
All right.
Regular, yeah. I don't remember which ones they use. Maybe Heaven Hell.
Right on.
We'll probably crack those for some beer review on the YouTube channel or something like that. So keep an eye out for that, or we'll just drink them.
Just drink them. Yeah. Just enjoy them. They're for you. They do the Black Friday release that brings out all the locals for that.
Yeah.
So that's where I got those. I'd make you biscuits and gravy because, you know, it's a restaurant that also makes high caliber beer. And most people don't even go. They don't even go anywhere else. They just sort of, they think this is all the craft beer is down there. It's like Brickstone has a thing on Black Friday. And I was like, hey, is anybody going to Goose Island? And I'm like, what? No, we don't. No, we're here. We get this beer.
We're this thing.
Yeah.
Is there a better place to drink beer in, I was going to say Brickstone County.
In Brickstone County. Named a thing. I'll pitch it to him tonight.
Is there a better place to drink beer in Brickstone County than at Brickstone?
I don't typically go anywhere else. There's another place called the Hoppy Pig.
Yeah.
And that guy is in the ownership group of the Blarney Stone, I think in like Forest Park or something like that.
Yeah, in Lothian there's one. There's a Blarney
Stone.
Right,
that's kind of in that area. Yeah. So he opened that spot up down by me. And they have great beer and good food, but for me, I just go to the source. You know, my wife loves Cherry Bomb, and it's always sort of like we call ahead to make sure they have it on,
because
it's often not. And so if they do, it's like, all right, that's where we're having dinner. That's really sort of the end of the discussion.
Shout out to Samantha, Mrs. Riley.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, you gotta get a shout. So, they have like $6 off and growler fills and sundaes.
Yeah.
So that makes a growler of APA or Cherry Bomb, something $10, you know, and that's sort of gives a whole swing. That's what most people do down there. It's the best place to get a steak. It's I don't know. It's the local place. So.
No, we've both been down there.
You've been to Brickstone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Went down there one.
I think Brad was down there like fly his drone or something. Like, what are you doing?
Went
out. He's like, man, I got to fly my drone somewhere, man.
Right. Yeah. Went out like trying to get different stuff. So it was out on the Kankakee River and like went out there for a minute and grabbed some shots. I was like, okay, let's head back.
Did you go to Brickstone?
Yeah, I went to Brickstone too. So went there, had some beers, like an appetizer, and then.
Yeah, it's a good spot. I mean, it's a restaurant, though. Right. I mean, as far as like other breweries, especially I think of something of their note that most people know from Chicago know who they are. Like, that's a real different feel to it than like.
It's more of a Rock Bottom.
Yes, it's more of a Rock Bottom. Absolutely,
because every TV had every sports on.
Yes,
like that. There was esports on. There was regular sports on. There was just if something was being played by someone, it was on the TV.
Yes. yes, absolutely. I just went to Granite City in Orland, and that has a really similar feel to it, where, like, this is a place where people come to eat dinner, beer happens to be involved.
Strange setup, yeah. They were saying how they the wart comes in on, like, temperature-controlled
trucks. Oh, really?
I didn't know that. And then they just ferment at all the Granite Cities.
Okay, because there's a ton of those places. Yeah. Right? From, like, Minneapolis or something.
Like, you guys are weird, man. Uh-huh. Just let them loose. Let whoever's there on site, let them loose, let them do it from front to back. What's this bringing the wort on a fucking cool...
bought the one of the most expensive parts of the system, the fermenters. You know what I mean? Like, it's a massive steel thing. Anyways, did you go to Trail's Edge when you were down there?
No, I didn't.
I thought somebody from...
I went to Trail's Edge.
You went to Trail's Edge?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was in a...
They do the same thing. They bring a wort. They only ferment there,
okay,
too.
I didn't know that.
That's speculative. That's what I've heard.
I was down in...
Oh, that's right.
I was down in New Lenox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then one of the stops was Frankfurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but yeah, they had, we were talking about a beer that was out. It was a hazy IPA from, now I'm drawing Arrowhead Ales.
Okay.
And they had a collab with Steampunk. Steam Hollow?
Steam Hollow. That's the one that just opened up in Mantino.
Yeah, yeah. You were saying that it was close to you and you were going to the pre-opening chili party thing.
Yes.
Did you love it? How was it?
It was good. That beer that they had there, so that was an Evil Horse thing. Evil Horse had a chili cook-off in Mantino Sportsman's Club, and brought in Hailstorm, Brickstone Beer, Arrowhead, and then Steam Hollow. That was sort of like, hey, let's just put some beer out in the world. This is our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on their hazy IPA. It was pretty good. Flight of the Mandrina.
Yeah,
right?
That was it.
It was good. Yeah, I mean, that's not one of those hops that are featured often as like the primary hop in your hazy IPAs. So it had a little bit of a turn to it there, but it was good. I mean, that whole event was good. I don't know. They asked me to make a chili. I made a chili.
You're like, okay.
I did not win. Not even close. And it was just a good time. Just beer drinking, good time. So
nice. Yeah, so many spaces down there. I had never heard. Like we said, we'd say all the time. I'm like, dude, there's so many spaces down here that I've never been to. So.
Mm-hmm. But now your workload for the Kankakee Journal has doubled because you have two.
I have two now.
You have two breweries.
Yeah, it's comfortably inside of Kankakee County, yeah. And then there's a ton in that sort of just on that. So in Tinley Park, you have Hailstorm, Soundgrowler, 350, Tribes is a location down.
Tribes is a brewery. So. We forget Tribes is a brewery.
Yeah. And they're really moving more towards the beer that they make themselves. It used to be like I just go to Tribes because they had some awesome taps.
It was a killer bar.
Yeah.
It was like really one of the best bars in the whole state.
Yeah.
With Tribes. And so, wherever it was.
But I would never get their beer because I was like, oh, you guys have like fresh, Three Floyds on, something like that because we can't get that in Kankakee County.
Oh, which no
seems
Floyds?
Like, yeah, Three Floyds. No Three Floyds in Kankakee County.
Huh.
Yeah. That used to be at some point and then something happened and now we don't get Three Floyds. So.
Huh.
That seems like a miss on their part. Monster. I mean, it seems like sparse out.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. That's just a stone's throw away.
Yeah, man. Okay. So we had the milkshake IPA.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have here from the good folks at Brickstone?
I brought the hop skip. Yes, if you had this, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah. That's their double pale ale.
Yeah.
It's like 7.75, I think. So okay. It's right there. It's real drinkable.
Yeah.
Real fresh.
Now, how'd you become the beer dude at the Kankakee Journal, man?
This is a very long story.
No.
So buckle up. I emailed them, and they said, what do you want to write about? And I said, beer? And they said, okay. That was it. That was literally it. I was working, I wrote a novel many, many years ago. And I was in the private attention from an agent, and they said, go and work with an editor, bring it back to us and see what you want to do, what's next, right? And so it took me, they sent me a list of 10 editors to sort of see what they, if they were interested in working the project, whatever. That took me so long just to email somebody, send them a sample, wait for them to get back to me, and then give me a quote for like $3,000, and I said, I'm going to pass on that. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else, whatever. So I wasn't writing at the time. So then I reached out to the local paper, which I used to deliver for when I was like in middle school.
Oh, shit. So you're from down
there. I'm from, born and raised. Well, not born. I was born, my parents were in the Navy, so I was born somewhere else. Okay. But most, I mean, from second grade to now. Yeah, so anyway, so I used to deliver this paper. I write things. I thought,
yeah,
I don't know who else is knocking about, but maybe they could use some help. I don't know. So, and then I got a weekend column. I've been doing it for almost 4 years.
That's crazy.
That's it. I knew nothing. I knew nothing about how to write a column.
Really?
I knew nothing. I took one journalism class in college and failed it. And then I just decided to start writing it. That was it. And that's literally the whole story. I've had 4 different editors since I've been there. I've done a bunch of different things. I was reporting a little bit on local news until the guy who was previously the managing editor realized I had no idea how to write like a news story.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm not going to keep giving offense.
You can't
like,
do.
No offense, but it's more work for me to like clean this thing up than it is to just sort of like get a guy.
Might as well just do it. Yeah.
So that was a lot.
So you were already, were you writing about Beer? Did you have a blog? Like how do you decide like Beer?
So I emailed them about three. I said, well, what would you like to do? I said, well, I could do a book review. Because I have a book review blog that is just, gotten no traction.
It's a blog about reading. Yes. So you have to read to read. So it's just like,
yeah, well, no,
double.
The idea behind that one, and it's still available. I don't even know what the URL is. But me and my best friend at the time, his name is Drew Moody, who actually does a coffee blog now and actually has gotten somewhere with that.
Nice.
He's got a couple thousand followers on Instagram. We were graduating from college at the same time, and we wanted to keep reading things that had worth reading. I was just going to move off into fantasy and science fiction and never be able to talk to anybody ever again. So I wanted to like just challenge myself to sort of read something that was worthwhile. So we decided to read through all the books that have ever won the Pulitzer Prize. They've been giving out this award since 1917, so there's like 100 books mm-hmm. on this list. And so we have done that over the last 5 years. I have 2 left. And we blogged about it along the way. It was sort of a friendship, like we were kind of talking about where we were in our lives and like, talk about, you know, what our experiences of were reading the books and sort of what was going on and where we found. We had to buy all the books secondhand and we had to buy all the books in person. So I've been to every bookstore in Northern Illinois and Seattle and New Orleans and all these different places. It was just like a travel.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But that did not catch on.
Sure. But it's a good little hobby, thing for you to do.
Yes. Like, and the rule was we had to write the blog post before we would start the next book. Okay. So it was a sort of like time challenge as well, which he beat me by a mile. Because I'm still not done. He's been done for a year or so. So anyways, so I was doing that. So I pitched a book review thing. And then, I don't know, I just culture, you know, movie review or whatever. And then I said, I'm also into craft beer. And they're like, beer? Tell me more. And I said, well, I don't know that much more. I could do something. And that's what sort of led into this.
Okay.
So when we met,
probably at the Publican.
At the Publican, that was the first thing I'd ever done.
No shit.
Like the first thing out of the house.
It was one of the I want to say it was like one of the Belgian breweries.
Yeah, Westmall.
Westmall was in town, and he was Chicago. Then he was headed to New York.
Okay.
And that's where I met Josh at the Publican. I still haven't eaten at the Publican.
Me neither.
Been to two events, really? Two drinking events there.
Yeah. I haven't eaten there in a long time. Not since Adam Fabric. Moved in there.
Yeah.
Right. It took over the place. It seems. Yeah.
But yeah, that's where we met.
At that point, that was your first event? I knew so desperately little about beer at
that
point.
That's funny.
Yeah. I knew nothing. I mean, I had homebrewed a little bit, and I just, you know, just sort of average kind of walk into a liquor store and pick up something that looks interesting.
Yeah.
I've been to, you know, Two Brothers a couple of times. I don't know. I don't think I had an Untappd.
Sure.
You know, account at that point.
So what are the readers out there looking at? Do they just want stuff about Brickstone, like the local things, or do they want to know what's happening? Because we see you at all these events in Chicago. Like,
yes.
Do they want to know what's happening
that they can't go to? It's a mix. So I'll go to a bar in Kankakee County and be recognized. I'm like, oh, it's a brewery, let me get you a drink.
Yeah.
"Well, you drinking Miller Lite?" And I go, "No, not doing that. Nothing. I'll take a High Life if it's going." But and these are just old guys who read my will tell me routinely. I read your column every week. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I just enjoy that something is being written about alcohol, beer. You know, the people pitch me, you know, cocktails and things like that, or, you know, "What do you think about this wine?" And I'll go, "I have no idea."
Yeah.
It's complex. That's what I say about every wine.
Oh, the tannins.
It's a pool leathery. Yeah. Oaky, probably, is one of those. So that'll happen. I'll get asked. I was asked to write by my editor about whiskey for, like, a men's. There's a women's, all women's magazine called Yes, and they have a men's issue once a year, which they have historically tasked me to write something, and she asked me to do review whiskeys. And I said, "Hey, what am I going to say? I drink whiskey. I drink Bushmills." You know what I mean?
If it's, right. Okay.
So then I just asked a bunch of people who I knew, like Alex Lovingood from Brickstone, had him recommend me a whiskey, you know, like, and talk about it. Just like a point to somebody else who's brave enough to talk about something they don't know anything about. So that sort of thing. So yeah. So then, and then there's a group of, you know, your craft beer nerds, you know, your people who flock to the open bottle, you know, in Tinley Park. That's sort of, if you go in there, you're going to walk in, you know, bump up against five guys from Kankakee County.
Okay.
Every single weekend. I ran into a guy I didn't even know. I know him. We drank together. We both did not coordinate going to Crafted, which is the one in Mokena. And then we just sort of ran into each other and had a beer together.
Nice.
And we just sort of, that's the only place to go. So
that's one I'd like to hit on the edge of the earth, is that Crafted place.
Yeah, it's good.
It's an interesting setup because Mokena, I've never been, but I've been to Doc's Barbecue out there.
This is a Mike Barbecue street or something. Like
Doc's Barbecue's got like 60 beers on tap.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a spot.
Like 300 whiskeys.
Yes.
And fucking Mokena. And then this place also has like pretty much the same setup. And both of these are in this town that I'm like, man, you guys are drinking out here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no bars in Rogers Park that's got 62 beers on tap. So.
Well, I don't know why. I feel like you just find another bar with 25. But, you know, they have to get them as many as they can in one spot because there's no other spots. Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
Funny. Well, Nick, so we've always got things going on.
Yes. Here,
and you were busy this weekend.
Got out a little bit, man. Yeah. You know, I was going to do nothing, but then Mike Miller from Delilah's is like, "Hey, the Vintage Beer Fest is this week." So I'm like,
I saw that. Yeah.
I'm like, huh. I'm like, I guess I'll pop in because, you know, they got the DJ Matt with the Delilah's logo that I've been meaning to get for a while. So I'm like, let me get that and let me go see this place.
Yeah.
I haven't been in like 6 years to this thing. It's still just as bizarre, you know.
To Delilah's? Or
right.
To,
I haven't been to Delilah's in like a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while. I went for the list. Was it the pumpkin beer one or the Halloween one?
Yeah, they do a Christmas one. They do an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, maybe it's
Oktoberfest. Pumpkin one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And then they do the Vintage Beer Fest. That's actually one of the first beer fests I went to. Was okay. That one. Yeah. It's hit or miss with. I mean, it's the beers that are 20 years old. You know, some of them, some of them don't hold up. But like we were saying, like how are you gonna know?
You would never know.
You don't know unless you keep them for 20 years, and then you just, you know. Mm-hmm. But there was a couple on here that were really good, man. Mainly the Belgian stuff, right?
Okay.
Oh, but Rev's 3-year beer, which is a barley wine and like Jamaican rum cask, that was a win. And that's so that was 2013. So it's like 6 years old.
That was the youngest one there.
Right. I saw a porter from 1998. That was no good. But, man. Well, obviously, Lolita. Lolita has legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2012 Lolita is money. It's
still
delicious.
Tasting okay.
Yeah, it was great. This was a fun event, but I spent a lot of time, like, just getting doubles of things because I was, like, it was so hit or miss. And I'm like, all right, if I find something I like, let's not fuck around. Just let me get the triple.
Kind of right.
Yeah. Let me just get the full glass, you know, and then I'm just keep rolling. Yeah.
What was the crowd like there? Are they beer people or are they just people there?
I think it's like people that like can walk to Delilah's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like it was like, you know, the Lincoln Avenue faithful. What is that? What neighborhood is that? Is that Lincoln Park still? Lincoln Park's so big.
I think it still is, but yeah, I don't know if it has its own sub
neighborhood. Because there's like Lakeview and Lincoln Park and yeah. I was just excited about, like, the artwork. And then, like, you know, 2008 Bigfoot versus 2018 Bigfoot. Oh, but, like, the 2000 Bear Tree wine Weiss.
Yeah, from Two Brothers.
Yes, Weiss wine. So what's that? Like, it's like a wheat wine.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But just seeing, like, the old logos, just seeing that this dude's, I'm like, you're insane for having these beers, because it was like all vintage stuff. But then, you know, some of the stuff was cool, like the Rochefort series 6 through 10. I kind of grew up on those beers. Those are my intro to craft.
Okay.
And some of that stuff from 2006 on up, and just seeing how it changes, you know, having verticals and stuff was cool.
Okay.
And then seeing all the old strange foreign beers from, you know, Sweden and obviously Belgium, but some of this stuff was interesting, like a lot of the English beers. It was cool. It was a cool ride. So it was very hit and miss for me, though.
Right. Yeah. But he's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, and I can appreciate the effort, you know.
Yeah, like, it's cool. It's almost like, I gotta get rid of these beers, like, taking up so much room. Like,
this thing?
Yeah.
Vintage Beer Fest.
Consistently, man, the ones that hold up, I've only been twice, but the J.W. Lee's stuff from England, you know, they, the Harvest Ale and this other one, Asian Scotch Barrels.
You see that still at, like, Benny's. You can get, like, a 2009 J.W. Lee just sitting on a shelf.
Those hold up the best. A lot of stuff, I showed up late, so a lot of stuff that I really want to try, like a 2012 New Glarus Raspberry Tart, you know, stuff like that was gone already. But
okay. Because it's usually one bottle of things, right?
Yeah, and everything's in bottles. Like, it was cool, though. It was a cool party.
Nice. Awesome. Anything else? You hit up another thing? No. I thought I saw another picture. You were out and about.
Rev.
Oh, you're out and about at Rev, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to go for did you get the what was it? Boss Rightway?
And I Stray did. Jacket? Yeah. Yeah.
So Stray Jacket was out on draft. But the Boss Rightway was on.
Did
so
you have it?
I wanted to try it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It reminded me that I'm not the biggest cognac fan. It reminded me of that.
That's a weird thing to get reminded of, you know?
I was like, man, you know, I want to try this beer. And then I smell it. It smells like, you know, kind of like German chocolate cake with booze. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's get after it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't like cognac.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
But yeah, man, because it was like, it went from like German chocolate cakey to like dried fruit and like plums. And, you know, it was the aroma with the coconut was different than what I tasted.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this ain't for me, but it's cool. I'm glad I tried it. But that's why I went to Rev.
Okay.
Yeah. They had a Helles on called Lentbock. A Lentbock? Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, it was called like Hell's D. And it was a Lentbock. It was basically a Hell's Lager. But they called it a Lentbock. So there's a Maibock and a Lentbock.
Interesting.
I'm like, huh. Lentbock. I'm like, what's a Lentbock? Huh. Strong lager.
Strong lager.
Yeah.
Slightly stronger Helles. Yeah, just those gradations. Like, it's like, oh, this one's between 4.5 and 5.5, but this one's like 5.7. You know,
and that was actually my jam.
Okay,
you know, it was the Lindbock.
I remember we were there.
I'm like, man, this Lindbock is where it's at. It goes with my chipotle that I brought.
I got asked to come up and get the one that was before that, the Death by Currents and that stuff. And I had this IPL that was on. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was called, but it was so good. And I thought I was drinking this, you know, Death by Currents. Oh, this is good. Whatever. I have this IPL.
Though. Yeah. I think they have that on most of the time.
Okay.
Delicious small beers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still, because, you know, they do these releases. It was like four. It's over like 4 months, their Barrel Aged Deepwood Series stuff.
Yeah, I think it starts in October.
Yeah, and like every
year. The milk, milking you. Slow.
Right.
What if they released all 10 of them or something at one time? You're like, all right, I'm going to get that one and that one.
No, it's smart.
Yeah.
Because like Goose messed up. Here's 25 beers.
All on one day. Yeah, I still haven't seen props since the day we had it that at the party.
There's a tap release every day.
We go now, it's probably on tap.
Yeah.
We go to Fulton right now, probably on.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I think like during the day of the release, they have like, you know, like special variants of the release. And I didn't have any of that. So the only one I've had that was I really dug. It was that VSOJ, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
That VSOJ is the business.
That was good.
That's my favorite one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they got this women's beer they're doing, right? What's it called? The Women's
Spirit,
Day,
Spirit
right?
Of Revolt.
Okay.
Yeah, for the International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And then they got like 70 female employees.
When is that, the Women's Day?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because I was there's a bar downtown I work with, and they were closed for a women's event, too, on Friday of this week.
Okay.
So I'm like, Friday there's a women's event. Can't go to my bar. And Sunday, Rev's pouring the women's beer. It's got to be coming soon.
Right, because there's also that beer that I remember Claudia when she was at Temperance, all the ladies brewed, all the women brewsters, right? The brewsters, that's what they were calling.
Just don't call them an alewife. That's because
they all brewed that beer. Remember that?
Yeah.
Nick, yeah.
99 Problems.
99 Problems, right. Yeah, that's a good name.
That's slick. That's slick. I like that. International Women's Day, man.
Are you, is that what you're pulling up right now?
Yeah, March 8th.
Okay. March 8th. Yes. I thought it was further from now. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had no idea.
I wrote about it last year. I wrote about them brewing this, and then they sent me some, you know, some slick photos. And then they released it this time, and I got a six-pack of it. And I thought, I was like, but it doesn't seem, it seems like it was earlier in my mind, like when
yeah.
I remember doing this. So, yeah. So then, but they didn't package it last year. This is the first time it's been in cans. For that, last year was just on tap, I think.
Yeah, 100% of the sales are going to a cause, like abused women, nonprofit.
Cool.
So they're doing the needful.
That's awesome.
Down at the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, packed house on a Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Everywhere I went this weekend was like nonstop.
People got to get out.
Dude,
it's getting crazy.
Sitting in the house is overrated. People are like, man, I just need to get out.
Yeah, I went over to Buckle Down.
Okay, that's what I saw.
Went out there. I should have went on Friday because the Bowl Weavers were playing, the punk band. I think they're from Naperville.
Okay.
But I went on Saturday. They had their Resilient version on. The right. Serenif, so speaking of like donations, I didn't try that because I was there for Buckle Down's beer.
Sure.
But I had to.
Well, they had a Sierra Nevada tap on because some breweries
some of them brew it.
Yeah,
right. I didn't like get into like, I think a lot of them brewed it. I don't know. I was like, oh, I wanted to try some of your guys' beer, like actual beer. So,
yeah.
But they had their Resilience on. I was hearing someone's like, oh, I hear it's really good. And so, but
okay.
I grabbed their Pilsner and something else. I forget
what
I had, but it was busy.
Okay.
It was like Saturday afternoon.
That milkshake IPA is 8.5%.
Damn.
Is that your first time at Buckle Down?
No, I had been there before for a release. I don't know, probably in their first year. It's, aren't they like 4 years old now? Yeah. 5 years maybe?
Yeah. Okay. And that was it? That's all you hit out there?
Yeah, I just stopped in there.
My rabbit's out that way, right?
Close by.
Yeah, they're not too far. But I just stopped at Buckle Down. They're right off the like expressway right there, so it's really easy to get on and off and head back.
When I go to a place, I have to package. I come from so far away that just stopping at one place seems like almost sort of indulgent.
Okay. I was just like, roll out there, come back home, and then go grab dinner. That was about it.
Okay. I was thinking today of going to Middlebrow because they just opened, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, how far away is Twisted Hip Hop? You know, like I was sort of.
Because, you know, they do like to say how they're the bridge between like Logan, Lincoln Square. They're the bridge between Lincoln Square and the Northwest Side.
Twisted Hip Hop?
Twisted Hip Hop.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Middlebrow is like right there too, right?
Yeah. Middlebrow's 2.5 miles from here on the strip by Rev.
Central. Okay.
And then Twisted Hip Hop is probably like.
It's on Montrose.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 miles the other way.
Yeah. Like Northwest. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In a car.
Right.
Of course. I'm going to try another one of these milkshake IPAs, man.
All right. Keep at 8.5%. Keep them flowing.
Keep it flowing. Dude, keep it flowing.
Nice.
This is like the only part of my week that doesn't suck is this show. So I'm like, dude, let me get after it on Tuesday. It breaks my week up. It's quite nice.
Nice. Josh, you hit up anything then going on this weekend down there? Or up here even?
Oh, man. What is this weekend? No, Naperville Ale Fest. Naperville Winter Ale Fest. That's where I'm.
Oh, this coming weekend?
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. I've never been to the Naperville Winter Ale.
Either one? There's
yeah,
a summer
one,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to summer. I haven't been winter.
Mm-hmm. The winter is nice. It's a, that's a,
that's just outside?
A, that's a, yeah, it's outside. Yeah, that's a party. Right. Like, I think it's everybody's sort of like, we're going to get, we need to do something. We got to drink now. And so they have like a brass band. They have like fire pits and sort of stuff sprinkled throughout. So it's pretty nice.
That's a Lou Dog event, right?
That is Lou Dog. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, and then once I'm out there, as I was just saying, I have to go to more than one.
So
I just can't just go.
What else would you hit up then?
Solemn Oath is close by. And then there's a cidery right out there.
Two Fools.
Two Fools. I think it's like share a parking lot or something. Like it's really close. Yeah. And then I haven't been to, I won't go to both of those places necessarily, or I won't drink at both. And then Two Brothers, the Craftsman, their restaurant thing.
Yeah, it's like a multi-level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, okay. I haven't been though.
Coffee shop on level one.
Yeah.
Restaurant on
level two. It's like a deli or something, right?
Yeah, coffee shop, deli on one.
Okay.
Restaurant on two. And then like a speakeasy on three.
All
right. Right in downtown Naperville.
They do their own spirits too, right?
They do their own spirits. Yeah.
And then Hop Fine is also out there.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of pretty far to the west.
Hop Fine's fine. Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
That's a weird one. That just seems so... like grab bag, like where do you choose to go with these things?
That one, because my parents, like I grew up out that way.
Oh really?
So
okay.
My mom still lives out there, so we've gone there for dinner before.
Okay.
And so it's, we're talking about Brickstone or Rock Bottoms.
That's like a restaurant, right?
It has that same vibe, but it's also smaller in a strip mall. So it's like, yeah, there's not a lot of, it could be literally anywhere.
Okay.
And it would be the same thing.
Okay. Like, okay. But have you been to like that hop farm place out there? The organic place?
Yeah, I've been there. That's pretty good.
That's a nice place.
Yeah, the food's really good. The beer is okay.
Okay.
Aurora?
Yeah.
That's like a way
on the C2BG thing. Yeah.
C-B-G-B. You know that one?
Because Brad went. That's the only reason I know. Okay. I've been.
Yeah, I've been to that.
But I've got stuff where like even Salamoth and Two Fools share a parking lot. I'll just go to Two Fools and not even go to Salamoth, or go to Salamoth and then not go to Two Fools. I'm like, that's over there. Nope, I'm gonna go.
I'm done. I'm good. I'm good. I just I enjoyed my time here.
Yeah, that's well. That's I gotta go. Okay. But yeah, Hop Vine. I haven't been. It's probably been a couple years, but it's I wouldn't rank it high as you need to go. So
the reason why I would be going there now is that
like,
I'm...
What the fuck, bro? You're just going to get cornered at beer in the glass. Like, yeah, you know.
Hey, man. Yeah. I heard the pod. Thanks for mentioning me. That might be a standoff, really.
What were you going to say? I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
No, I want to go to all of them. I'm getting them all done this year. So I have a sort of a plan to try to knock off as many breweries. So the list came out. The Brewers Association put a list that said that we have 167, right?
Yeah.
In state.
In the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Yeah. That
and that's an expansive, like McHenry Brewing is on this list. McHenry. That's a, do you know where that is?
Where is that?
I've heard of it.
By miles, it's like 55 miles outside of Chicago. So... So I wanted to see this list. So I emailed the Brewers Association, Dr. Bart Watson. He sent me the Excel spreadsheet he was working off of, and there's some missing on that. So I worked through that and found there might be, because they include all of like the Rock Bottom locations and all the Granite City location. There's more than one of those. And Ram.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the other one? What's the other one?
Another chain.
Rock Bottom,
Ram, Granite City.
There's one. Oh, Emmett's. They include all of Emmett's locations. Yeah. So you get up to 167. But there's actually, like, they missed Mars on that list for whatever reason. Maybe they were just doing it by, like...
I'm guessing Argus wasn't on that list either.
Probably not.
It might not have been, actually.
Well, they probably also start with, like, who's a Brewer Association member. Mars might not be.
Right, right.
And so, because, just... for politics reasons, they may not be. So they might have forgot about that.
I don't know. Yeah, so I went through the list because I wanted to know. I've been looking for the list, right? So Hop Review does a list.
They do a good one.
Yeah, Guys Drinking Beer do the interactive map thing. Mm-hmm. And from my angle, when I try to recommend these breweries, I try to say, like, hey, I can recommend somebody just go to Mars, or try to package it so if somebody coming from my area is going to go do something, there's enough worth them for them to go up for. And so there's always sort of package it in three or four. And I don't want to make sure I'm missing somebody in that list, right? I don't want to have to double back, or I'm not going to be able to write about this person because I mentioned all the other ones in their area and not them because I am just a crappy reporter or something.
Okay.
You know? So in this list, I thought, like, well, let me just see. Like, let me get a definitive list. And I came up with, like, 184 instead of 167.
Oh, geez, okay.
And that's just based on their proximity as well. So they said McHenry's on the list. So that means anything else is within 55 miles is in that list, and according to my logic, right? And so they have stuff like in Valparaiso is mentioned in there,
good
I think.
Lord.
Yeah, that's a ways away,
figure
right?
Figure 8's in Valparaiso.
Yeah, figure 8's on that list, right?
That's not, I don't consider...
That's not Chicagoland, right?
That's not close.
But that was in the 167. So if we're gonna, you know, put up the banner of like, hey, we got 167, we're the king of, what does that mean? Like, let's just truth in advertising. Like, what do we mean when we say 167?
Do you get it, our TV channels in the
I usually use like, as far as, because I grew up in the West suburbs, I use like Naperville as the like kind of line that you would make the circle around, okay. Basically. Because once you're Naperville, also they're a small town, and there's enough people there that it's like close to the size of Salt Lake City kind of thing. So they kind of are like, are they a suburb?
It's its own city. Right?
Are they a suburb, or now are they a city? So then maybe now you're a suburb of Naperville, or even Aurora is huge. Aurora has many people as Naperville does. So then, like at that point, anything after those, they're suburbs of those cities, and then.
Right.
So you got to have caught. You got to have a cutoff.
There's some more. So I went was on their list. What they decided to put out the press release.
I had scrambled right now.
Yeah, they said we're gonna call it right. We're gonna give it a number and we're gonna call this thing an award. Chicago, capital of craft beer. Okay, so what does that mean? You know, so I wanted to go through that list and figure out. So for me, I don't have to recommend something that's Chicagoland. That's not what my metric is. Yeah. I'm just sort of like, here's some places. So when I want to get up to like Wild Onion or whatever. Like, what's up there? Like, I've heard that's a great place. You know what I mean? It seems beautiful on the website.
Barrington, Illinois. Hello.
You know? Hello. Welcome to the podcast. First time. I don't know if that's true.
Nick's been rapping Wild Onion since, like, day one. Argus and Wild Onion.
Argus. Argus. I remember myself the Argus thing. It felt like I was at a barbecue at a cousin's house.
We went to, what was it? It was a pregame for Beer Hoptacular.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We started at Oktoberfest at Argus.
Yeah.
It was different.
It was a cool time. I mean, that was as far as like,
I've been there. Don't know anybody here. Oktoberfest beer. They're like, Argus Lager is a Marzenich. Like, oh.
I guess that's true. I guess that's how it's gonna go.
Big gigantic old school style. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So right off the train. If you can get to it by train, then it's an area.
See, everybody. I think everybody's got their own.
Yeah,
we're talking like Amtrak, because you can take Amtrak to fucking
New Orleans.
Yeah, you can take Amtrak to New Orleans.
Yeah,
if you get there by Metro train, it's part of Chicagoland.
Okay. Yeah. So, for me, that trip to Naperville, I'm not going to waste it just on
one
the Ale Fest.
Yeah,
let me just see what else I can check out the list. I've already been to Solomoth. I've been to both of the Two Brothers places. I haven't been to the Craftsman. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll probably just get a sandwich at the Craftsman. I've had all the Two Brothers beers. So
right. Yeah.
So.
You get some of that coffee liqueur.
But then you're out. Who are the guys that just won at FOBAB? That new tap room out there.
Talking about Workforce.
Yeah, Workforce.
That's in Plainfield.
That's in Plainfield. That's
which
right there.
Which is where Hopvine is, I think.
No, I think Hopvine's on the other side. Hopvine's like by the mall.
Hopvine's right in the mall. It's basically in the mall parking lot.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay. I did the leg for Workforce. Workforce is down there in Plainfield, and Nevin's Midnight Pig. Maybe I don't know what that's called.
Of. Yeah. It used to be called Nevin's.
And then Metal Monkey, I did that trip two weekends ago.
Okay.
I'd already been to Workforce. I love their beer. That's a fantastic
their beer
place.
Is great.
And their space
is really nice, too. The new space.
The new space,
It's like a year old now.
Yeah, before it was just this weird little circle bar inside the homebrew shop.
Right.
Beer was still great. Didn't feel like I felt like I was drinking at somebody's.
And the coffee
business.
The coffee place there is supposed to be really good, right?
Yeah, they have it. What's it called? Ten.
Coffee place something. At Workforce?
It's like next to
it's a whole
right?
Sweet. Nice. Yeah. Do they own it? Do you know if that's a part of their deal?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
So it starts with a tap room, is the street facing thing. And there's a like a fancy, like a dark matter sort of coffee spot. Mm-hmm. And then they have the homebrew shop. And then right at the end of the thing, they have a Tailwinds distillery. But I think they're just sort of happen to be in the same spot. I don't know if they're related. But.
Street facing is loose.
Yeah, it's like a train track.
There's a train track. It's a parking lot that, like, there's a lot of, like, just prairie grass.
Yes, if you were driving down the street, you would see the taproom sign.
There's a road there.
Yeah, there's a road. It's in a neighborhood in Plainfield. Yeah. So, but that's big city for me. Okay. You know, there's Plainfield's got a lot on Kankakee. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right. That's a busy weekend then. Like, you got a lot going on there in Naperville area.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, I mean, I had to make it make it worth my trip. You know, it's an hour and a half from me. Mm-hmm. So
that's important.
Get around.
especially for folks that want
to. Somebody's got to be covering these things.
You know what I mean? We say that all the time. I always get pissed off at the boys in the West Burbs. I'm like, no one's telling us what's going on. It's important. You're doing.
I'm out here. I'm working for sweating the sun, pounding the pavement for a little man. Life, man.
Yeah. But you're out here doing the Lord's work. You're letting people know what's going on in these streets, Josh.
but we've had some good comments of us going out to these places that are farther out because it's winter. So you're taking the car, you're in the train, and you're not just like here in the city. Like I'll hop on the bike or the CTA, and like it's. You just kind of want to be here rather than, like, when you're getting your car, it's like, I can drive an hour or so. Let's check this place out.
Yeah, but I'm always down for the hang. Let's leave the city and go somewhere.
Remember, we used to try and get to some of them West Side ones, like old Flapjack.
Oh, you remember
that
man. We were
talking about that? That's good.
They just celebrated their 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we're like, we got to get to the Flapjack place.
Flapjack Brewery. I'm like... Yeah.
So that one's on a list.
Do they
has
have
like,
pancakes at this fucking
You got to listen. You can't
Don't
call
you
it.
Dare yeah. call yourself fucking Flapjack.
Hello, Flapjack.
Don't you dare. I'm Welcome all in to the for pot. Some pancakes, man.
Yeah.
All in.
So that one's in with like, I want to say, like, is that by Oak Park?
It's Maybe. Just past Oak Park. So it's right before
like
you
Elmhurst
hit, like,
is right over
yeah,
there.
It's right past you. When you right
Exit
before
Strategy.
You hit Darien.
Yeah.
So it's after you pass Exit Strategy.
Okay.
Flapjack's is between Exit Strategy and like, Miskatonic, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, because when we took Metro out there, we stopped at the Darien where you get off for Flapjacks.
Okay.
And then we cabbed it to Darien.
Okay.
Yeah, because Chef Juan Kim, he painted the inside. And he's like, let's go check out the art. I'm like, okay, I'm not coming in today. I'm going to fucking Darien.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Nick, what about you? What do you got going on this weekend? Or what other events are happening that we should be checking out?
What's going on, man? Thursday at Half Acre, Benthic, three ways, man. They're doing all three Benthics on tap. So I want to say that's the 21st. Yeah, so 6 p.m.
Okay.
So there's Benthic, there's Double Dose Benthic, and then there's Double Barrel Benthic.
Nice.
So Double Dose is all the adjuncts times two. So that's your coffee and your vanilla, right? And then Double Barrel that's the one they're most proud of. That's the one you can only get one bottle of at the release.
Okay.
Double Barrel is... half in apple brandy barrels, the other half in bourbon barrels of their barrel aged stout.
Sounds good.
And coconut on the double. Yeah. Coffee, vanilla, coconut, double dose.
Thursday
at Half Acre at Lincoln. Not at Belmore.
Oh, okay. So.
At Lincoln. Oh, man, that's going to be cracking.
Yeah.
That place is kind of.
And then I'm sure there's a Friday can release from them.
They always, yeah. They get down. Fishman's is doing Tap This on the same day, Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because Vanilla Noise, which was a collab between Moore and Microphone, is going on tap, and I've never had that beer. So they actually tried to Sean, who's the darling of FOBAB.
Yes,
he won FOBAB last year, or 2017, and then 2018 he took another gold. But he was a brewer at Schaumburg Ram, and he had the same kind of following at Ram Schaumburg, and he brought it to Moore. Oh, and Microphone tried to recruit him to be their brewer, but Moore apparently outbid them. So, but this is their collab.
It's an arms race.
Right. So this is their collab. It's I want to say it's a rye stout with vanilla.
Okay.
Tons of vanilla.
Okay.
So I'm interested in trying that.
You gotta check that out.
This microphone's like 28 miles away, man. You
know? That's another one of those. Like it's a little. You gotta loop it in.
Yeah.
There's not a lot over there though. Microphone.
Yeah. Like if you're at Microphone, where do you go? I've talked about this before, and I'm like, I got stuck.
Short fuse
like,
is over there.
Yeah, I guess you could do
so
short
you go
fuse,
Microphone, short fuse, and then...
I put more in there. For me, because so if you start at Microphone, then you go to short fuse, and then go, if you're heading back south...
Yeah, if you're going back that way. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a convenient one, but I had to find some way to mention all these things in the same...
Yeah, because you're so far northwest at Microphone.
Right, I think last time we went to Microphone, we did... what's the Indian head...
Half day.
We went to half day and like Prairie Craft.
Long Grove. Is that where it is? I don't know. What that is that a town?
So
Palatine.
Yeah, Microphone.
you just throw it at
it's
the board
north,
now.
It's
half day and, or Prairie
Lincoln,
Craft then half
Lincolnshire.
Day.
Lincolnshire. That's where Half Day Road is.
Okay.
Lincolnshire.
Yeah. Prairie Craft, too. Yeah. That wasn't there? Okay.
Yeah.
A funny story about that brewery, Half Day. They, it was called something else. The new guys bought it, changed the name to Half Day Road, Half Day Brewery. Oh, but they had this killer fucking pale ale on tap.
I'm like, man, these boys just opened, and you got this pale ale on tap. So then I go down to visit Brickstone, right?
Yes.
You were there.
Yes.
And the Brickstone boys were like, man, fuck those boys. They're telling everybody that's their fucking pale ale, and it's not. They didn't have any beer. We sold them fucking beer.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, and they called it a collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so they called it a collaboration. Yeah,
they're like,
it was
they're
APA.
Calling it a collab. Yeah. And it wasn't. It was like straight up a Brickstone beer.
Oh, okay. I know the guy there, the Brandon.
He's yeah.
Nice guy. He like does some good big stouts and stuff. They've had releases.
Okay.
Yeah. I went one time. My kid had a karate tournament up there, and we kicked it up there. It was a nice space.
Okay.
It was big, nice yeah, family space. Nice space. Yeah.
Is there something going on with Prairie Craft? Did you hear that?
I think they lost their license or it expired.
Okay, I just saw a quick thing. I just scrolled through on Twitter. Yeah. I saw something.
Yeah, no one will notice or shed a tear.
Okay. I've not had much.
We did yeah. the Chicago Beer Geeks video pod okay. at fucking Prairie Craft. Yeah, man, I never been. I was a little down in the dumps, man. We ended up going to a buddy's house in nearby like Buffalo Grove, and just like it was on a Sunday, we just drank whiskey all night.
Okay.
And he like gave.
Did he just start at Prairie Craft? You're like. We were just really bummed out.
I was like, man, what are you boys doing, man? Now, it wasn't like that place down that we talked about last week, Hickory Creek down in New Lenox. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
But we were just like...
Well, I didn't hear the thing about Hickory Creek. That's not by me.
Hickory Creek was probably like, you know, it was, might have been like one of the worst experiences, you know, ever, really.
Okay.
Right? It wasn't, this wasn't that bad. Prairie Craft wasn't like that.
Okay.
We were just like... Not cool what you guys are doing, man.
Okay.
Not cool.
Okay. I've heard people who liked Prairie Craft. I didn't have a great experience there. It's also in that like strip mall-y kind of thing, but it's like a dentist office strip mall.
Okay.
So it's like yeah.
Not like where Hubbard's Cave is, where it's like a Chinese restaurant.
No, this is like okay. those dentist offices or any of those offices. You're like, what's going on here? Like you just like businesses that like. They just do stuff, and like they have
okay.
a secretary. Like it's just like, what is this like kind of business strip mall
thing? Okay,
and so it's weird to be at. There's no food there. There's no food around to order, and you have to order like pizza. That's all you have is
okay.
pizza, and so this is not a great experience there. I think it's a bad.
That's fair to say.
It's a bad spot.
I'm gonna take back what I said and insert what Brad said.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they offered too many styles of beer for they just needed to like dial.
It was one of those places where it was yeah. sort of like we're gonna make everything.
Yeah, kinda.
Okay.
And so then you go in there and you're like, I don't know what to get.
What are you good at?
Yeah, it's like give me some taste give me some tasters. Okay, well I will be on my way.
I have successfully drank beer.
Yeah.
Prairie Craft with a K. Mm-hmm. Like the cheese.
But so their license expire?
I don't know anything about
okay. So they're gone. Potentially. Interesting.
Who put that out? Who was the first one to run
Probably
that?
Probably Porsche Drinking. He didn't have the best experience up there either because Zola was on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why. I think I saw Zola.
It wasn't his favorite place.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, of course, Dark Side is this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all dark beers. Take over by the Hardcore Craft Beer guys who we had on the show last week.
Mm-hmm. And, Sunday at Emporium.
Yep, 24 taps at noon on Sunday.
Nice.
Who are the Hardcore Craft people?
Hardcore Craft Beer is Chris Jacobson, and he's like a design marketing guy, sounds mm-hmm. like.
Okay.
So he does a lot of work with Stone and some of the Belgian brands. And
okay.
He designs like event
okay.
stuff, and then okay. he throws his own events too.
Okay.
Yeah. So they have an agreement with, this is number 7 for them.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you play you pay a flat rate, you get like a commemorative bag with a bunch of tokens in it.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Like
yeah,
tickets
yeah.
for beer, okay. and then there's going to be a pop-up between an ice cream shop and Pipeworks. So they're going to pair, Pipeworks is going to pair all of their Joan Dog beers with this ice cream.
Was it, what was it, Cool Kids?
No, Pretty Cool.
Pretty Cool.
Pretty Cool.
Which is the new Darlene ice cream
yeah.
of Chicago.
Jenny's, you're
Jenny's out. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool now. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do like Jenny's. Yeah, that's always a good time. And then it's a good excuse to go to that Emporium because the other Emporium don't have tabs. It's just all cans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one?
The one we went to for after Beer in the Glass.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all cans.
That is all cans.
Yeah, and a lot of goddamn...
foosball. Just wall-to-wall foosball. They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back.
The largest foosball collection in the state.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. It works as a arcade and a museum.
So these are some two big events this week, man. I'm getting to that vanilla noise for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I never go to microphone. Nice. Yeah, but Dark Side and Neighborville Elf, that's two big ones. Oh. I wouldn't mind going to Neighborville. Mm-hmm. That's Saturday?
That's on Saturday, yeah.
Awesome. Then, before we get out of here, what news do we got, Nick?
We got some news. We talked about Dose Bros out in a beautiful Aurora. They had an Oak Park location that they apparently never brewed at. The brew just came from their main location. Yeah. And
it closed.
It fucking closed.
And no one knew it existed.
No one knew it was open.
I had heard of it. I'll tell you that. I had heard of it. I thought, oh, Oak Park, that's nice.
Yeah, I saw someone, take a picture like, I didn't know this place was here.
Dude.
What was it called?
It was called, I think it was called the Two Brothers Tap Room. Tap House or something.
Something like that,
yeah. Tide House. Was it Tide House?
The Two Brothers, the Dose Bros Tide House.
It was called. Okay.
No, we don't fact check here.
No. I just wondered. Like, I feel like we're just bullshit. Just off the cuff.
This is all just stuff like you basically heard.
I was scrolling through Twitter and I think I remember.
Yeah, I saw a picture. I was like, what is that place? That's closed? Yeah, I don't need to know.
Okay. We're writing notes. We can barely fucking read them. but Dose Bros closed in Oak Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no one knew they were open.
No one knew they were open. It's funny because it's like a couple doors down from a Wild Onion. In Oak Park.
There's a Wild Onion in Oak Park?
They set up shop. Two brothers and Wild Onion set up shop.
Together. Oh.
This
is a tangled story. So we're just scratching the surface.
Fascinating. The Wild Onion is a couple doors down. Literally like on the same street.
Might be the title.
A few stores away.
Okay.
And yeah, I've been to the Wild Onion.
Okay.
But the two brothers came and went. 16 months.
Okay.
So changes, this was the sign in the window. Changes relating to state regulation of licensees for craft brewers and brew pubs.
Okay.
So and
you're only supposed to have two.
So they got the Craftsman.
That's like a different thing.
That's a restaurant. Technically, that would be
theirs,
more.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. Okay. And then, so they have the Warrenville spot, which they're moving.
And then
they're moving. I don't know that.
Yeah, they built a giant, or they bought a new spot in Naperville, or like building something that's like way bigger.
It's a campus for all their things, like you said, spirits, coffee, and beer. There's a big campus in the works for that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess this fell victim to that, according to this description. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, they are constantly skirting this line of how big they should be, and they own or they had the distributor and all this stuff. So
the distributor, Windy City, was that it?
Yeah, that was theirs.
Okay.
And then I think one of the bros got a divorce, and the brothers own the brewery,
and
the
wives
own the distributorship. And one of the brothers got a divorce, and they had to dissolve and sell the distributorship.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So back to Aurora you go if you want some Dose Bros, all right?
Warrenville or Aurora.
Yeah.
That's where I got my first homebrew kit from. It was called the Brewer's Coop and the Warrenville location. Yeah.
Oh, and finally in news, Sausage Fest at Haymarket was last weekend. Mm-hmm. And Bishi in Logan Square won Sausage Fest. Yeah, so they had a Northern Thai sausage.
Hold on. Was that Bishi?
Bishi.
It looks like Bixie.
I called it Bixie all the way up to 10 minutes before I went.
but it's Bishi.
Bishi. Okay, I got it. Okay. That was one that I just wrote about. Bishi. I was going to, if somebody asked me in person, I said Bixie.
That's weird because the X is capital. The B and the X are capital.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What about them and a Lulu and the same thing? Not because they're close, but because they're the two places that I went.
Yeah. And there's a Pauly G's a couple doors down from Bishi. And we're like, yeah, we're going to Bishi. We're going to Bixie. They're like, oh, it's Bishi, by the way.
By the way, don't sound like an idiot.
I'm like, well, it's good to be in Logan Square. Thank you for the correction.
Welcome to Logan Square. I will correct you to your face.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Northern Thai sausage pig blanket with a spicy curry fruit took Sausage Fest.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Bishi.
Their food is very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is very good.
Yeah, because you went after the...
What was I doing? Where were I?
Wrigleyville. They had the cider. They had the Stone Cider event from Virtue Cider.
Yes, I did. That was at the Big Star. I didn't get any Big Star food while I was there.
Big Star Wrigley, yeah.
Yes. My wife
was Stone super, Fence.
The only,
Stone
the fence, only, the only yeah. place with Argus on tap.
Dude, yeah.
Nuh-uh. The original. Literally. Tap room, Big Star Wrigleyville. That's it. No one has ever seen it before. Shit. People are like, how do you say that beer? What is it? Like, Argus? What do you say that? How do you say that
where
beer?
They, Argus, where are they from?
Pennsylvania. But I keep getting invited to these cider events, and my wife's super into cider, and so I thought, like, I got to say yes to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drove up for that, and then I was like, well, while I'm here, let me get to some places that I've never been to. That Bishi place is like a date spot, you know?
Yeah.
It was sort of real fancy for us, mm-hmm. you know? it's just a super fancy place, you know? And so I took her down there, so it was good.
Nice. Cool. All right. We should get out of here before the 8% milkshake catches up to all of us.
Mm. And
Josh, thanks for coming on. This was great.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. This
where,
was cool, man.
Where can people follow you? Can they follow you on Twitter if they can't find the Kankakee Journal?
No, the paper, it comes out in print, oh. I promise. Every day, there's a it's on paper,
right.
And it comes out, and you can get they'll deliver it to your door if you live in Kankakee County.
Or Brickstone County.
Brickstone County. That's the new one. And then I'm on Twitter. I'm BrewDudeK3. Both on Twitter and Instagram. But I barely use the... I watch what you guys do, and then I'll post my articles every once in a while.
All right. Nice. So
we just got a social media manager at our newspaper.
Right on.
So maybe that'll start being able to sort of I'll see it come out digitally, and then I could retweet myself.
There you go.
I'll be there when you guys do the Kankakee Fest on the river. I'll be there.
Uh-huh. Did you just make something up? Is that a thing?
The one time I went,
yeah,
you know,
we drank on the river.
We were down the river drinking like 08 Bourbon County out of like
paper cups. Yeah.
At some Frank Lloyd Wright house on the river in Kankakee. Yeah. It was great. It was the middle of summer. I'm like,
that's how we do it.
Kankakee's all right with me.
Yeah.
That's the tagline for the fest. Kankakee Beer Fest. Kankakee's all right by me.
I remember the
great, it'll surprise you.
Dude, the great Brett Porter, when he talked about the first prop, he was like, you know, Nick, we went down to the Kankakee River and we laid out the blanket and we shook these mulberry trees, Nick. We shook them.
Uh-huh.
That happened at Kankakee. All right, that's it. That's the end of my Kankakee.
All right. Okay. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
Get on my Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. We got no guest for next week. Back to just us.
Just back to the grind.
Just like old times.
Mm-hmm. But we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.